This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government is working with a spirit of service for the welfare of all sections of society. Speaking about the next generation GST reforms, the Prime Minister said everyday essentials have become cheaper, reducing household expenses. He was addressing a large gathering after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 1 lakh crore rupees in Banswara, Rajasthan this afternoon. Accusing the opposition of spreading misinformation about GST, the Prime Minister asserted the GST reforms would benefit every section of society and ensure significant savings for families.
2017 mein humne GST lagu karke desh ko tax aur toll ke janjal se mukti dilayi thi. Navratri ke pehle din se phir GST mein bahut bada sudhar kiya gaya hai. Iska natija ye hua hai ki aaj pura Bharat जीएसटी बचत उत्सव मना रहा है. हर रोज इस्तेमाल की जाने वाली ज्यादातर चीजें सस्ती हो गई हैं.
Mr. Modi said that Rajasthan was witnessing a historic moment marking a new chapter in India's energy sector. He highlighted that across various states, power projects worth over 90,000 crore rupees were launched simultaneously, demonstrating the country's growth at the speed of electricity. Reiterating his call for Atmanirbhar Bharat, Mr. Modi urged citizens to buy and promote Swadeshi products. Earlier today, the Prime Minister inaugurated the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show in Greater Noida. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, despite global disruptions and uncertainty, India's growth remains remarkable. The Defence Ministry has signed a contract with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for procurement of 97 light combat aircraft MAC-1A for the Indian Air Force worth over 62,000 crore rupees. This includes 68 fighters and 29 twin-seater aircraft, along with associated equipment for the Indian Air Force. The production is expected to generate over 11,000 direct and indirect jobs per year for a duration of 6 years, giving a major boost to the domestic aerospace ecosystem. In Jammu and Kashmir, a Pakistani intruder was arrested along the international border in Arispura sector in Jammu today. This was the second Pakistani national arrested by the Border Security Force from the area this month. On the 8th of this month, a Pakistani intruder was arrested from the Oktroy area in Arispura sector. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan virtually inaugurated the new administrative and academic building of the College of Horticulture, Sikkim, in New Delhi today. Addressing the media, Mr. Singh said that this 52 crore rupees worth project will show a new direction for the students, farmers of Sikkim and the entire northeast region. The Defence Ministry has signed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the World Food India 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. He is currently participating in the event. The four-day event will showcase India's strengths in the food processing sector, food sustainability and the production of nutritious and organic food. Union Minister Professor S.P. Singh Baghel inaugurated the Fish Tech Pavilion at the World Food India in New Delhi. Talking to media, the minister said, India is the second largest country in fish production, with an export of more than 60,000 crore rupees. The major attraction at the pavilion is a prototype drone developed under the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said institutions driving the financial system play a very crucial role in the country's economic development. She said to further strengthen the economy, banks will have to play an increasingly important role in the times ahead. In ISSF Junior World Cup, Indian shooters clinched all three podium spots in the women's 50-meter prone rifle shooting event at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi. Anushka Thakur won the gold medal, edging out compatriot Anshika, who got the silver. And with that, we end this news bulletin.